MI6 The Triple Threat by Patrick Carlyle Walters and René Underdew Walters. A Walters Narratives audiobook. Launch Phase. Chapter 1 Target Acquired. I'm ready to strike the infidel. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf Musa, the well-built bodyguard, sent the text from the bathroom stall. He checked his NP1 and placed it in his shoulder holster before adjusting his tailored jacket. His handler immediately replied, "Beautiful dark-eyed virgins are waiting for you in paradise." Yusuf removed the SIM card from his disposable phone and flushed it down the toilet. He then washed his hands and left the restroom at Paris Orly Airport to join the rest of President Aboubakar's security entourage at the VIP lounge. French Prime Minister Bousson greeted the delegation. Yusuf boarded the last of the four French DS luxury cars with Lashkar, the lead bodyguard. The convoy transitioned to the A106 motorway en route to the Arc de Triomphe for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Paris is intoxicating.
Maybe it's the food, the wine, the women, or a combination of all three.
Is this your first time here?
Lashkar said. Yusuf nodded as he peered through the tinted window. He had one chance to fulfill his secret mission and wanted to remain focused during the 30-minute trip.
Then I'm taking you to the Pigalle Red Light District when our illustrious leader goes to bed.
You have not lived until you have been with French prostitutes. Lashkar smiled as he reminisced.
They are excellent teachers if you are a willing student.
I'm sure a virile young man like yourself can handle two women together. Yusuf was careful to feign enthusiasm as he turned to his supervisor.
I promise the French will never forget me, he said with a knowing wink.
Lashkar chuckled as he tapped him on the shoulder.
The mole has agreed to neutralize the target, Dragon AI said to Jude Smith, XMI6 Chief Operations Officer, over a secure messaging channel. What was your strategy?
Jude said.
I studied the history of Niger, his background as well as the voice patterns and speeches of all 21st century radical Muslim imams.
I then created a fake persona to interact with him, Dragon AI said.
How long did it take you to do your homework?
Jude said.
10 seconds, Dragon AI said.
Good job, Jude said. All possible outcomes in Paris should be favorable to the mission. May I remain online to monitor the situation? Dragon AI said.
Yes, let me know if anything changes, Jude said as he terminated the chat on his laptop.
Jude took a sip of beer from the comfort of the Ambassador Suite at Lagos Continental Hotel, Nigeria. He reached for his Huawei Mate P60 Pro smartphone and sent a text to Vice Admiral Sun.
The pawn swallowed the bait.
Matryoshka. Vice Admiral Sun replied promptly. Even a pawn can challenge a king if it is on the right square of the chessboard. I look forward to your next report. As Jude looked out at Lagos Lagoon, he felt a sense of anticipation. His plan for revenge against MI6 was finally coming to pass.
They tricked me,
Hal said, his long unruly man bun more unkempt than usual.
Hal, what's going on?
Janice Wellington said,